Based on his memoir of the same name, this military biopic centers on legendary sniper Chris Kyle, who amassed a record number of kills on the battlefield during his 10-year career as a Navy SEAL. This is American Sniper with Joseph Pisani, a dilettante. American Sniper, we delve into what can only be described as the culture of the silent majority, the flyover land of America who sends their sons and daughters into the fray to attack and sacrifice their lives so that the mass culture can create images of resentment and scorn against their country. It must be remarked, being a decade and a half since September 11th, as well as over a decade after the beginning of the Iraq War, how badly the resentment against America lie underneath the surface. And how the struggle to confront a barbaric culture which murders innocence in exchange for heaven is used so roguishly to advance the cause of the demolition of the American Foundation. All to say, the Cold War did not end simply with the failure of the Soviet Union. There remained scores of unhatched eggs ready to break open and vilify the United States as a violent and oppressive stamp on the human race versus the expression of its highest hopes with the reality still unfinished in completeness. Rarely, then, do we see images in the mass culture of rodeos and of people speaking highly of the country they are born into. We may think of this as base patriotism, i.e. jingoism, yet America is exceptional for many reasons, one of which is that it is not a nation of kinsmen, but a nation that is an ideal unto itself. The nationalism, then, of America is one that is principally philosophical. For Chris Kyle, the sniper in the film, to matter-of-factly state his ambition to become a Navy SEAL because he believes he is defending the greatest country on earth, his words are backed by the principles of advancing human liberty and the human race and combating those who seek to submit the world to their ideals, as Islamic zealotry upholds, is to fulfill his purpose. He may not be able to articulate this in as many words, but that is not the point. American Sniper demonstrates, in fact, how isolated America is from the brutishness of a world where there exist people that want them murdered. Maybe not even them personally, lest they defend the American ideal. We can already, in fact, bear witness to the onslaught against the American Foundation very recently, as police forces in Wisconsin have been used to invade the private homes of those with differing political opinions, and how the legitimated force of the state has been used to silence opposing political organisms by questioning their tax-deferred validity. All to say, it is refreshing to see in American Sniper a world which is American positive, and the challenges of these individuals' lives in trying to assimilate back into the reality after being addicted really to having to stare death in the face every day. Grade A minus. This has been American Sniper with Joseph Pisani, a dilettante.